It's the largest museum of its kind, and I must say, the time I had to spend there was too short. I never imagined this device would have such a history, both on the farm and around the world. And wouldn't you know, it takes a very large museum to show you the entire story. It's next on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. The first windmills that were built in this country were mostly used for grinding grain. A very important business was that of making the stones that went into those windmills for grinding.
Although grain grinding windmills had grinding stones in them, some of them, like the one that we have here, actually has two pair of stones. Each one of those stones weighs 2,000 pounds, and there's four of them in the top of our post mill out there. It was a big industry.
Corey Harris is executive director of the American Windmill Museum. This complex has hundreds of windmills, including one of those old post mills with the old grinding stones. But eventually, those windmills became the workhorse that brought water to the farmer.
Water was real important. So a farmer needed a windmill, not only for his household, but for his cows. And he would buy windmills. He would build them himself from the factory, build his own towers, stand them up, and he'd have water.
This museum began with 48 windmills, originally from a collection in Scottsbluff, Nebraska.
We set them up in a warehouse here and sort of showed them around until the city gave us the site that we're on now. Now it's the world's largest windmill museum.
You'll find windmills dotting the grounds here, but there's also a very large number that are inside, since decades of exposure to the elements could cause the collection to deteriorate.
We have windmills here that are very, very rare, and they're all been restored. They're all restored back to the original colors. They're on full towers, and they're all inside a 66,000-square-foot building.
It is a very amazing place that people of all ages enjoy, learning about a piece of technology that has helped America grind flour, pump water, produce electricity, and much more for centuries. Traveling the countryside in Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.